I didn't know it at first, but now I do. Everything I ever heard or experienced or read or felt or smelled or saw has influenced me and made me a ragtag bag of information and morality tales and fears and thrills. It took me a long time to realize that I, whether I like it or not, whether I'm ready to own up to it or not, am a body bag full of things I've absorbed. To find out just what is important within this body bag of miscellaneous detritus, to determine what means something and what does not mean anything, is the goal of old age. So, in my dotage, I'm digging down to sort things out. Look what I found today. Rudolph and Percy taught me just about everything I need to know of human nature. Everything I need to know to spot hypocrisy and forgiveness. Everything I need to know to figure out who the real people are and who the pretenders are. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Percy the Cat-Faced Dog led the way. You remember Rudolph. He was invented in 1939 by a bored advertising man, Robert L. May, whose little poem eventually was turned into a song and accidentally recorded by Gene Autry because singer Bing Crosby had rejected the tune and sent it down the hall for Gene to consider. Gene did it in one take and almost forgot about it until it became a million, million, million seller. Gene razzed Bing about it for the rest of Bing's life. You may not remember Percy. He was invented in 1951 and immortalized on vinyl in a children's recording, Percy the Cat-Faced Dog. Percy apparently was recorded and forgotten by everybody but me. And here I am, still unable to get Percy out of my head. So, what do Rudolph and Percy have to teach us even now, even half a century later? Funny you should ask. Here's Rudolph's tale. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They wouldn't let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then, one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, "Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?" Then how the reindeer loved him, as they shouted out with glee, "Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history." So much for Rudolph. Can you spot hypocrisy here? We'll get to that later. Now, for Percy. Poor little Percy was a cat-faced dog. Now, whoever heard of a cat-faced dog? The cats went by and they wouldn't speak. The dogs thought Percy was a funny freak. The cats went meow. The dogs bow-wow. And poor little Percy, he went bow-wow, meow. Though I'm not like you and have a different face, I still belong to the animal race. The dogs were sorry they had made him sad, and the cats all cried, 'cause they'd all been bad. The dogs went bow-wow, the cats meow, and happy little Percy, he went bow-wow, meow. We love you, Percy, they all sang, and now they're all together as a happy gang. Don't make fun of a different face, for we must love all the human race. So, what's in a song? Well, just about everything. As a kid, I was always bothered by the way Rudolph's story turned out. Nobody associates with the likes of him, but once he is the chosen one, they become hangers-on and bask in his fame. "We knew him when," I could hear them saying. In other words, nobody really necessarily likes Rudolph, they just like his star power. Percy, on the other hand, comes out much better than Rudolph. The animals mock him, but they stop immediately when they learn that it hurts his feelings. They not only apologize, but they change their wicked ways and learn to love Percy. All it takes is a little bit of sensitizing and feedback on Percy's part. Who are the fakes? The reindeer. Who are the good guys? The cats and dogs. What really bothered me about these tales is the fact that other people don't seem to get it. Can't they see that the reindeer are hypocrites? Can't they see that the cats and dogs are genuinely changed by their epiphany? Oh well, it works for me. Ask me to sing Percy the Cat-Faced Dog to you. I've finally located the recording and memorized it. It gets me through the day, and actually, at times, makes me feel there's hope among people of goodwill. I feel so sorry for Rudolph. As soon as his nose fades, his glory days will be behind him, and he'll be just another venison prospect.